All right, so Johnny, you had a topic you wanted to talk about on this podcast, and we've been beating around the bush, but I want you to explain this to me. I don't really know the piggyback bandit.
Yes, thank you, Jack. It's important that we discuss it, and I think it's a tale that needs to be told.
Can you elaborate, please?
Sure. So I'm currently in the throes of production on a true crime docuseries that's exposing the piggyback bandit on his coast-to-coast tirade of high school athletes and his via his favorite modes of transportation, Greyhound bus and piggybacks.
Wait. So, okay. Wait. Back it up though. What does this man do? Is this a real man?
His name is Sherwin Shagan. He does struggle with some mental disease, but he's a Bothell, Washington native who started giving piggybacks to athletes in the corridors of high schools and gyms, and he's been banned from at least 5 different states. He goes into town, gets piggybacks. Also, it should be noted, he's well into his 40s at this point. He's been doing this for close to 20 years. He's about 250 pounds, hairy like a wolf from head to toe. And he rolls into town, jumps on backs. So he likes to be carried, which is often too much for a 18-year-old, 17-year-old, 16-year-old high schooler. So oftentimes he collapses onto them. Now, I do feel like there's some kind of underlying sexual thing.
Yes.
But that's never manifested in anything that
he's never gone further.
Yeah, that you could charge him with. And it's not necessarily a crime to jump on someone's back. And, and if they don't get injured, you know, it's not really assault. So he gets the districts and the sports associations, they have enough jurisdiction to say, hey, Sherwin, you're not allowed here. Move along, pal. But there's not really enough evidence to arrest him or put him behind bars for any kind of extended time. He has been arrested. He was most recently arrested in New Jersey. He travels the country via Greyhound bus. And the reason that he was arrested, because he gave a unsolicited back massage to a young kid at an airport, and then gave him, he also distributes manila folders with an undisclosed amount of random dollar bills
to the person that he, okay.
You better believe there's a sexual element here. You're telling me this and sounds very much like there is.
But he hasn't.
Unsolicited back massage?
Yeah, that's no good.
I mean, he just, another important note.
You have a trailer here. Should we play this real quick and then get in a little deeper?
Yeah, that's
sure.
You have a trailer here for this series you're going to work on about him?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to watch this right now. Piggyback Bandit docuseries, Johnny Wardell.
Well, tonight, a warning to parents and players about a man in his 30s getting too close to student athletes. He shows up on game night and starts massaging shoulders, handing out water bottles, and asking boys for piggyback rides. That's how he got the name, the Piggyback Bandit.
What if I told you that sometimes the system fails those who need it the most? That opposition sometimes strengthens the will. What if I told you that no ride is free? That the line between a crime and an obsession is sometimes as thin as a manila envelope? What if I told you that you can heal all wounds with a back rub? And that making the team was as easy as stealing the laundry? This is the strange and true saga of the Piggyback Bandit.
What was that music? That was a lot different than I thought it was going to be. You seem like a stan. This man sounds like a creep, Johnny.
He's
just, you got to hear both sides.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here to tell the story.
That was a lot different than... Okay.
And I'm going to be... It's...
This whole setup of how dark this... I'm hearing the opening news story, how creepy this man is showing up in high school.
Yeah. He didn't do anything sexual.
The true story of one man who piggybacked his way to a happy life.
So it's tough because... and I think that it's also kind of a commentary on... the shift in perspective over the last 15 years, really, and especially with, I mean, all the things that have happened with the Catholic Church, and I know we talked about Dane Cook earlier, and just kind of the barriers and the social norms about dealing with underage kids. So the reason that I want to tell this story, too, is because I was on the business end of a piggyback from Sherwin.
Oh, yeah, so this is, that's huge.
Yeah, in 2004, it was actually... the fall of 2003 during basketball season, we were at a tournament and we came across Sherwin, and me and several of my teammates gave him a piggyback, and we laughed about it.
Really?
It was hilarious. And this was actually, we actually filmed it. I have footage. The footage,
what was the conversation like? Wait, I want you to,
the conversation is very simple.
Story for me. You see him.
Yeah, we see Sherwin in kind of the vestibule of the gym. This is one of those high school tournaments where the game in front of us was going long, so we just had time to kill. And Sherwin, part of that, you may have heard in the trailer, that making the team is as easy as stealing the laundry. He wears the jersey of the team, not necessarily the team that he's... He inserts himself as the de facto trainer. And we were an out-of-town team. We didn't know if this was like local custom that you're just assigned Sherwin, and he's going to help you. He's gonna rub out your shoulders and also, you know, get you water.
So he pretended that he was like working.
He pretends that he's the trainer, and that he maybe works for the host.
Keep going.
The host institution. So we just had time to kill. The coaches were away, and Sherwin somehow found his way into the locker room. Now, I don't want this to sound lewd, because there was really no lewd behavior. We were all ready to go. We already had our uniforms on. Yeah. And
everybody's clothed.
Yeah, everybody's clothed.
Yeah.
Sorry, ladies. You know, you can't picture us in the locker room. Anyway, Sherwin shows up, and at the time, I don't know why, but we were really into the Salt and Pepper song, Push It.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an electric song. We were listening to that, and Sherwin got swept up in the excitement and started jumping on backs.
Shout out to all the listeners who are thinking exactly what I'm thinking right now, but keep going.
What?
I'll talk later.
And it went on for probably 10 minutes. Sherwin was hanging out.
He was hopping
on backs. Some guys were... more put off by it than others.
Yes.
I probably gave him a 15-second ride. He's also like 240, 250 pounds.
Yeah. And everybody's laughing. And
yeah, everybody's laughing. We're dancing to Salt and Pepper. Like, it was a very comical experience. We're also filming this. Jack, looking back, it's kind of shameful, but...
You're playing Push It by Salt and Pepper, and this large man is just hopping on...
Yeah.
Everybody's
actually hilarious. But, I mean, wait, keep going, because I don't want to stop you. I don't want to stop this. I want to hear the whole thing out.
Well, it'll all be detailed in the docuseries, but eventually, and okay, so... some of my teammates are going to say that he became aroused, and it manifested in the way that a male would get excited sexually.
Uh-huh. Boner.
With a boner.
Yes.
I don't think that he had a full-on boner. Now, that remains to be discussed, and maybe the video evidence will prove otherwise. I don't believe that he was in that state of mind. I think he was literally just wanted to be part of the team. He was happy to be, you know, how can you not dance to Push It?
Now we can pause to review this.
I'm just thinking about dancing around.
Brandon's
Push It.
So we did.
I actually can't help but laugh.
Hopping on teams' backs. They're just like, yeah, go. What is his name?
Sherwin.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, go Sherwin.
So just to put a bow on it, he eventually gave us a thumbs up. We ran it onto the court. He sat at the end of the bench, filled our water bottles, and I think we won that game. And we kind of looked at it as, hey, but Sherwin's a good luck charm.
You won it thanks to Sherwin.
Yeah. And then I didn't. It was about literally 10 years later. I see a news story about Sherwin, and people are very upset that he's piggybacking these high school kids. When we look back on it in 2004, everybody laughs about it. It was really fun. So it's really, like I said, like you could have a commentary on the perspective of, you know, a shift in maybe mindset. But regardless,
I mean, like, I'm hearing this story. Like, I made a comment earlier about any listeners thinking what I'm thinking, but like, I'm hearing this story. You're telling me about a man, a grown man who sneaks into schools, he steals boys' clothing, puts them on, comes in and pretends to be a personal trainer so he could rub boys' backs. All right, that's enough right there.
You're not wrong.
It sounds like he didn't go further.
No, then he breaks into a boys' locker room. And I mean, that's where it starts
breaking,
to get like
breaking into is
funny or very dark, depending on how you want to look at it. I mean, you could. This
they're
is,
dancing to push it.
The fact that like
they're having a good time.
I mean, this is like there's a lot to unpack here.
I know
this
I
man
know.
Is comes in to basically molest you guys in a weird way,
yeah,
but you put on theme music while he does it and have a, you know.
He didn't molest anybody.
Yeah, and I think that it's important too to provide context.
Hearing like you put this positive spin on what is very dark. Like if you look at it on paper,
but how dark is it if
traveling
he
on a Greyhound bus from town to town to steal boys' clothing and go in and sneak into locker rooms to hang out with high school athletes and then
you're not
give
wrong.
Them back rubs, pretend you're a trainer to rub the boys' backs, like. It's
but
extremely
only one of us. Only one of us has met the piggyback bandit.
Sure. Let me say
this. It's Johnny Wardell.
I mean, it's like the very obvious way to figure out if this is weird is what if he is doing that with female volleyball players in high school?
Yeah. I mean,
it becomes very weird. Straight to jail.
They couldn't handle his weight.
Yeah.
That's the reason why he's not.
He wants nothing to do with it unless you can carry 240 on.
No, I mean, this is a great story, actually.